With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
So, just to put things in context for our listeners, the awards are complete. We've three winners. We've an overall winner. I'm delighted to welcome to Down to Business the winner of the emerging category. It's Áine Kennedy from the Smooth Company. Áine Kennedy, you dahlia, well done.
Wow, well done. I'm still shook. I can't believe it, but I'm honestly over the moon. I'm so, so shocked, but delighted.
Listen, you've achieved so much, Áine, in such a short time. Tell us about Billy, your granddad. He's so proud. He spoke earlier. He's so proud of you and all you've achieved. But it really was a stroke of genius for you to bring him into the business and to get him to do all that TikTok stuff because you achieved so much with so little, if you know what I mean. So the power of that was absolutely fabulous.
The power of social media, because I put all of my money into the Smooth Stick and into the product, I had no money left for marketing. And I had to do literally everything myself, from building the website, designing the packaging, to then fulfilling the orders. And my granddad, he's 86 now, but when I set up the company 3 years ago, he's 83. He was like, is there anything I can do to help the business? Because my family really wanted to support me. And as the orders started to come in, I was like, yeah, will you help me pack some orders? So that's how it started. And then I just started documenting the business journey on TikTok, showing us packing the orders.
Yeah.
And people loved Billy packing their orders.
Wonderful.
So it kind of went from there. And then the TikToks got more and more outrageous, us doing dancing videos to promoting the product to everything. So yeah, it was a happy accident.
And he's so much part of the story now, so much part of the legacy of the business. You'd said that you're going to turn over 50 million at some stage over the next number of years.
Yeah.
That's your ambition.
That's the goal.
And I've no doubt you're absolutely going to achieve that.
Thank you.
Are you well on your way?
We're well on our way. I've the most amazing team ever, and we all know the goal, and we're all committed to get there. Only 83 women in the UK have ever grown their company to over 50 million revenue. So I'm like determined that we can increase that stat and get more women in business. So hopefully I can be an inspiration to younger girls coming up, that if I can grow a successful business, so can they.
Well, you're a top girl, and we salute you and we applaud
you.
Áine Kennedy of the Smooth Company.
Thank you so much.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy the night and enjoy the success. And as I say, the awards have been established. They've been given out, but the established category, category that I had the honour of presenting tonight on behalf of News Talk, went to one Derek Foley Butler from Grid Finance, and he joins us now. Derek, congratulations first. It's a great night for you, for your family, for the business. So congratulations.
Thanks so much, Bobby. It's many people who make the man. I'm just one person. I've been blessed to have so many people to support me over the last 12 years in particular. And you know, the inspiration for this business came when I was in the fields of Northern Uganda working for Goal. And, it sort of ignited the belief that we need to do something better in financial services. And we're well on the way to doing that.
And you saw in your days in international aid, you talk about the fields of Uganda there, but you saw microfinance operating at a level that is unknown to many of us.
Yeah, and I suppose what was extraordinary about the microfinance movement is that it wasn't giving money away to people. It was using the very small amounts of money in those communities to for the betterment and to progress those communities. And if you look at Ireland, we're not like a Uganda, but we are an incredibly wealthy country. So I suppose what I tried to do is I tried to get the money that we know is in Ireland into the hands of the entrepreneurs who can actually do something with it. And you know, we've helped 4,000 small businesses, and these are businesses that may not participate in this program because they're quite small, but they do an amazing thing, and they do it, you know, in the main streets up and down the country, rural communities, employing people, really important to the social fabric of communities up and down the country. And that's why we're so passionate to support them.
And finally, Derek, can I ask you, what's your vision for small business banking as you look forward in the next 5 or 10 years? What does success actually look like?
So what I want to do is to turn Grid into a cooperative bank for business. A cooperative bank, it's anchored in the business community. The members of the bank are members of the business community. So it's built in the business community for the business community. And that's what Ireland needs. You know, we don't have an SME bank that can really service the business community in the way it needs it to.
Well, listen, enjoy your night. It's a great honour and a great success for you and all the team at Grid Finance, Derek. Enjoy your success.
And thank you to Bobby for everything that you've done for the programme as well.
Cheers. Thanks. Now, there was a special award for sustainability, which was awarded to Soltech at the EY Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And the founder of that business, he's here with us, David Corcoran. David, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Briefly remind us what the business does, if you would, David.
Yeah, so Soltech is a hazardous waste recycling company. We take in hazardous waste like waste solvents from the pharmaceutical industry, and we purify that into new products like paint thinners, hand sanitizer, and nail polish remover.
Wow, so you're creating new products out of, I suppose, toxic material.
Yeah, it's material that would ordinarily be just incinerated off the island of Ireland. So we're actually taking that material and making products out of it. So it's, you know, you think about the circular economy, you know, that's exactly what we're doing. So we're the only company in Ireland that can actually do this process.
How many people do you employ?
We currently have 31 employees.
Right, and where are you based?
We're based in Mullingar, County Westmeath.
Okay, well listen, it's a great story for the Midlands. It sounds like a business that's going to have huge opportunities. I think to be doing what you're doing, taking something that others don't want and then re-engineering it and selling it, what a great way, as you say, and what a great contribution to the circular economy. Congratulations on the award, David.
Thanks,
and enjoy your evening.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Well done. So now it's time to talk to the overall winner, the main man of the evening, the Entrepreneur of the Year for 2025. I'm delighted to welcome Mr. Edward McCluskey of Waterwipes to the programme. Edward, congratulations first.
Thank you very, very much, Bobby. I'm chuffed. I'm on cloud nine, and I'm delighted to accept this award for all my colleagues in both Boyne Valley Group and Waterwipes, and also, in fact, on behalf of my dearly departed but wonderful entrepreneurial father, Malachy McCluskey.
Who you mentioned so eloquently and so kindly tonight, that he was so much part of your journey. He inspired you. You mentioned the fact that he won an award here 25 years ago.
25 years ago, my dad was here as a guest of somebody else, a Fergal Quinn, actually, and family, and wasn't expecting an award at all. I was here also, and he was actually in the bathroom when his name was called out, so he had to scurry back in and accept the award, which he was delighted to do. So that was 25 years ago, and I'm delighted to have a bit of symmetry bringing it home for him and my colleagues.
Waterwipes is a phenomenally successful business. You're selling 3 million packs a week. It's a business that many of us hadn't heard of for many years, and it was quietly going about its huge business well below the radar.
Well, Bobby, you may not have heard it because you may not have been wiping babies' bottoms.
Well, I was, but maybe not in maybe the recent past. Not in the recent past.
Yes, but it's in the
recent
past.
I'm back at it again now because I'm a grandfather.
Okay, well then you should know all about it, yes. So it's been a great success. We're in 50 countries around the world. US, North America is by far our biggest, nearly half the business, in fact. So it's really flying, and there's an incredible committed, capable, enthusiastic team driving this business and blowing the doors off, and it's just fantastic. I'm humbled by their commitment and their ability.
Yeah, and where to from here now, Edward?
This is
a serious award. You're the 2025 Entrepreneur of the Year. The world is at your feet. You've got a fabulous business. Where are you going to bring it?
There's loads of room. We're only scratching the surface, Bobby. We're within a percentage point of brand leader in the UK now, and the trend is we will be brand leader number one in the UK. We're only the number three brand in the USA, so obviously loads of room to grow there. We're launching water wipes into new categories beyond baby for seniors care, adult care, on-the-go sports.
Yeah.
There's lots of applications for water wipes. So
wow.
We haven't started. We're barely starting in the starting blocks.
Well, we're excited to form part of your journey, Edward. Big congratulations to you, to all the team at Water Wipes, and indeed Boyne Valley, as you said.
Yeah.
And congratulations again. Okay, we've met the three finalists. I now want to meet the main man. He's the managing partner at EY. He's driven this program. He's worked on it firsthand over the years, and he knows it like no other man. Frank O'Keefe, you're so welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. What a night.
What a super night.
What a night.
And what a group of winners, Frank. Again, you see them every year. Like, the standard just seems to keep getting better and
Absolutely.
Better. You know, we see businesses there that we really can see that these businesses are going to go places.
Yeah, look, if you think about all of the finalists we had in the program this year, like, unbelievable entrepreneurs. They're bold, they're brave, they're innovators, value creators. They're the job creators, Bobby. They're the ones that stand forward. They are shaping our future. And you think about these three winners. We just heard from them. They are unbelievable.
Yeah.
The energy, the vision, the passion, the confidence, but also the bravery that they have. Not just in the last few years for some, but also over a long period of time. Like, these three entrepreneurs are so embedded in the Entrepreneur of the Year community. They're embedded in not just their own business network, but in the overall fabric now of Ireland and around the world. They are doing things that are putting Ireland on the global stage. Some of them are only starting their journey, some of them in the middle, some of them still trailblazing
yeah.
through. But if you think about the quality of what they do, the quality of the individuals they are, how they talk about building their teams, like, this story for those three winners is just never going to end. They are incredible people.
Finally, Frank, can I ask you, for EY, you've been doing this for a long number of years. Why do EY run the Entrepreneur of the Year program? What is it that buzzes you? What's the value for EY in being associated with this great program?
Yeah, well, thank you, Bobby. We are incredibly proud in EY of running the EY Entrepreneur of the Year program for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. You know, we learn so much from the entrepreneurs. We've learned so much from them over the years. It mightn't feel like 28 years for most of us, and I know we'll continue to do it for a minimum of another 28 years. And why? Why? Because, like, we always felt it was really important for entrepreneurs to be given the platform to be able to compete and for their brands to be seen, to be able to identify talent to come and work with them and go on their journey. And then also to build a community where they would learn from each other. Being an entrepreneur, we hear it all the time, is a very lonely place on your own. You have to make big decisions all the time. We have built a movement with our EY Entrepreneur of the Year program. We now have nearly 700 entrepreneurs who employ 300,000 people that generate 30 billion euros in revenue. That is a phenomenal community of people that are driving the country, creating fantastic jobs, and ensuring that Ireland's success will be for many, many years to come.
On that, we thank you, Frank. We thank you.
Thank you.
And we thank EY for the program and for all you do for Irish entrepreneurship.
And Bobby, to you, John, and all the team at News Talk, we would not be able to do this without your constant support. And we so much appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Top man. Thank you, Frank.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.